Hi everyone, and welcome back to another series in our Ignite Speakers. I'm here with, do you want to introduce yourself?
Yvette Casillas.
Great, and then you are a UCR alum, right?
Yes, a UCR alum, graduated 2019.
And then what was your major?
Mechanical engineering.
Awesome. Can you tell us a little bit more about your experiences at UCR and how they propelled your success now?
Yeah, so I was actually at UCR, transferred in from Riverside City College, and I like to say I took the scenic route to graduation, because I did 11 years from graduating high school until I graduated with my bachelor's degree. And all 11 years, I was going to school all 11 years, so I didn't take a gap year or anything. Originally, I thought I wanted to be a pediatrician after graduating high school. You know, first generation college student, what's the best thing you could do for your family? Be a doctor, mm-hmm. right? And that was kind of the only path that I knew. So I ventured into being a pediatrician, but quickly found it wasn't the route for me. So I started going to Riverside City College and just kind of just wetting my toes in different classes to see what I liked. To me, engineering was always just the train conductor, the person who drove the trains, and that's the limit of what I thought engineering was. So when I was at RCC, I knew two things. I knew I liked math, and I knew I liked science. So I kind of just started taking classes with those two things in mind, and I found engineering, and I found that it was a lot more than just train conductors. So I started taking the math and science classes required to transfer to college into university. I transferred into UCR, and from the moment I stepped foot in UCR till I graduated, it's been just community. If I could say one word about UCR, it's community. From having the TTP, the center, having Lupe, my friends at school, it's always been community. And it takes a village to raise a child, and I also think it takes community to be an undergrad student. And had it not been for the community that I had, I don't think I would have graduated from UCR.
I love that, especially because I feel like I relate to you so much, mm-hmm. even though we just met right now. Mm-hmm. I have a very similar path. I'm first gen as well. And I also felt like that kind of sense of what's the most that I can give back to my family. And mm-hmm. I had always grown up saying, doctor, doctor, I was in this program to be a doctor, that program. And when I also went to community college, I kind of had this identity crisis where that wasn't really what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And I just knew that I liked math and science, but I just didn't know what that passion could be put towards yet. Yeah. And it wasn't until I, you know, started dipping my toes in different classes and subjects where I found computer science and engineering and really got invested in that. And then at UCR, I'm finding my transfer community and really getting involved with the transfer center and the transfer transition program. It just felt like so many doorways opened up. Mm-hmm. So I just love that the story has, even though you've graduated already for a couple years, that it's still the same, right? That we're continuing to make that impact with undergraduate transfer students.
Mm-hmm. And then for me, it was important. I really enjoyed my role as a mentor, because I, as a first-gen student, you know, my parents could only help me so much, you know. My dad graduated from high school, but my mom only has a third-grade education. So it's their ability to help me was capped. Like, there was their ability was they could only do so much. Mm-hmm. So me as a mentor, I saw that as an opportunity to help those who had similar situations as me, who came from similar backgrounds, you know, because at the end of the day, like, I think it was Toni Morrison said that, like, when you get into a position of any position, your job is not, okay, you made it. It's to help those around you and help them up. So, like, if you get on a rescue boat, you're helping other people get on the rescue boat too. So mm-hmm. I personally, even now, I take that very seriously. I think it's important to help all of those around us, you know, because just because one person makes it doesn't mean, okay, that's it, no one else can make it. Like, mm-hmm. there's enough abundance for everyone to go around. So, like, when you make it, you help those around you. And if nothing else, you make good karma for yourself.
Yeah. I definitely feel that, too. And that's a big reason why I became a transfer peer mentor, just to give back in any way that I could to anyone going through a situation that I had felt like, you know, struggling through community college and then, you know, attending UCR, but not really being involved in a lot of things.
Yeah.
So I definitely relate to that, yeah. And thank you for sharing.
Of course.
I guess one of my questions for you is, this is my last quarter, actually. I'm 6 years mm-hmm. in undergrad, 3 years at community college, 3 years at UCR. And I'm just trying to make the most of everything that undergraduates have to offer, right? So, you know, my health plan, my gym, everything, my apartment. And I guess my question is to you, what is one thing that you really miss about undergraduate, your undergraduate experience and engineering too?
I think the community, the people, I think is one thing that, like, you'll never have the opportunity to be around all those people again at the same time. Mm-hmm. So although, yeah, you'll keep in touch afterwards, the people, the networks, you know, having the support, just being like, hey, can you help me with this question? Just the community, like the hangouts, I guess you could say, you won't have that ability anymore when you, once you graduate. What else? I don't know.
That's fine. I mean, yeah. that's for, like, what the experience I'm feeling now, especially because I'm not native to Riverside.
Okay.
You know, there's no possibility or guarantee that I could stay here and be with my, you know, the community that I've called home, you know, for the past couple of years. So thank you for sharing that and, like, really emphasizing that importance, because maybe someone out there who's in their first year or they've just transferred, like, this is your sign to go find your community, that you're not alone, that there are people with open arms willing to help you and guide you along the way. And then once you get that, to also, like you were saying, it'll provide a leadership experience potentially for you to give back in the same way.
And I think, just to touch on that, I feel like, being, again, a first-generation college student, I didn't know a lot of things. So even once I transferred over, I was trying to figure out, like, what ways to study best worked for me. So, like, I was trying studying by myself, studying, you know, different, like, with other people, going to office hours. And I think definitely, like, especially, like, if you're, like, a first year, even second year, even if you're a fourth year, it doesn't matter. Like, finding what works best for you, because it may look different year to year, you know? The needs of you may change. But I definitely struggled. I think my first year, 2 years of transferring to UCR, I was in academic probation. So I know what it's like to kind of sink and then get back up. So, like, it's definitely helpful to find a community. And I think that's what really made my last year. And I say this to people all the time, like, if I was studying the way I was studying my last year of college the whole time, I would have had a great GPA. But it took me that time and to learn how to learn for me. And that may look different for you, may look different for somebody else. But for me, it took me a while to figure out what works for me. And, like, I found a community, I found a group of students, and we were every day studying. We were quiet sometimes, we would talk sometimes, we would discuss sometimes, but we had each other to kind of navigate every situation. So for me, having that community was life-changing as far as, like, my academic career goals, because I definitely struggled with classes, and then I definitely came back up and I rose, you know? So it's find what works best for you, and it's going to look different from time to time sometimes.
For sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Yvette, for sharing all of your wise words of wisdom.
Oh, thank you.
And, yeah, thank you for tuning in.
Of course. Yeah.